This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Moscow and Kyiv traded fresh accusations on Saturday of shelling around the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, which has been a focus of international concern that fighting in the area could trigger a disaster. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear power plant. It's been controlled by Russian forces since early March, soon after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian staff continue to operate it, and in recent weeks, the two sides have traded blame for shelling near the plant. Ukraine's state nuclear company said Russian troops again shelled the grounds of the plant complex in the past 24 hours, and Moscow's defense ministry accused Ukrainian forces of shelling the plant complex three times in the last 24 hours. Hundreds of people in India have held demonstrations in several parts of the country to protest a recent government decision to free 11 men who had been jailed for life for gang raping a Muslim woman during India's devastating 2002 religious riots. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has the story.
The protesters in the country's capital, New Delhi, chanted slogans and demanded the government in the western state of Gujarat rescind the decision. Protester Shabnam Hashmi recalls the horrific details of the rape.
A woman was raped and her three-year-old child was killed. And along with that, 14 other members of her family were killed by these 11 people.
The 11 men released on suspended sentences on August 15th, when India celebrated 75 years of independence, were convicted in 2008 of rape, murder, and unlawful assembly.
You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has met athletes and artists in Algeria's second city, Oran, before heading back to Algiers to sign a new pact aimed at healing ties with the former French colony. Ties with Algeria have become more important for France because the war in Ukraine has increased demand in Europe for North African gas and because of surging migration across the Mediterranean Sea. Intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital of Tripoli overnight and lasted into Saturday, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. The clashes took place in Tripoli's city center after one of the capital's strongest groups assaulted the base of a rival force, witnesses said, leading to hours of shooting that terrified locals and raised fears of a wider escalation. The Tripoli-based Government of National Unity and a rival administration backed by the Eastern-based Parliament traded accusations over the clashes, with fears growing among many Libyans of a wider conflict over Libya's political standoff. Any clashes between powerful Tripoli groups risk drawing in other factions. And Saturday's fighting has lasted longer than any other bout of violence in the city for months. In the United States, a few states have been amending or repealing pay-to-stay laws that require former prisoners to reimburse states for the cost of their jail stays, sometimes at daily rates exceeding what they would have paid to stay in a luxury hotel. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Connecticut became the latest state to tweak its law this summer. Even with the changes, some former prisoners remain deep in debt. A woman there who was billed nearly $84,000 for her 2.5-year prison stay has filed a federal lawsuit, saying even after reforms, the state's law, which charges $249 a day, is unconstitutional. The University of Southern California's Brittany Friedman is leading a study of pay to stay.
It is creating extended punishment. So it's linking people to the justice system longer simply because they cannot pay.
I'm Julie Walker.
French-Israeli diamond magnate Benny Steinmetz will be back in court in Switzerland on Monday to appeal against a corruption sentence linked to mining rights in Guinea. UN member states end 2 weeks of negotiations without a treaty to protect biodiversities in the high seas, an agreement that would have addressed growing environmental and economic challenges. A series of once-in-a-millennium rainstorms have lashed the United States in recent weeks, flooding areas. This is VOA News.